Well, your short answers caught me a little off guard because now it's already 9:05 and we only have time for the last round of questions. Okay, I promise to come here and we'll probably take just one more question asked after this, okay? So,
two remarks and a strategic question. Oliver Moldenhauer, by the way, from Ärzte ohne Grenzen, Médecins Sans Frontières. Remark one, I really like that you're supporting the Medical Research and Development Treaty that Jamie Love proposed. I think, and our organization think, that's a really cool idea. Secondly, what I find interesting is an analogy between the remix you described in copyright law and the problems in remixing VC and patent law. Because for our medical work, it's sometimes really important to put several drugs together in one pill. And this is not possible with the current patent law if companies don't agree. So the standard treatment for HIV we distribute in Africa is actually not available at all in Germany because the companies could never agree on that issue. I think that's an interesting parallel. But to the strategic question, in Germany where the campaign finance reform is not as important as in the US because the situation is not just as shitty as it is there, I think the question, if you look strategically how to influence politics to make better decisions, the media and the newspapers, investigative journalism, are key. So the disturbing fact you mentioned of only three or four newspapers really doing investigative journalism in the US, if you look at that and see all the problems here in Germany, and now the debate with funding of newspapers, shouldn't we focus much more on new models how to fund newspapers in contrast to music? Because sorry to say this to music lovers, but actually for our culture, political life and decisions, newspapers are much more important. Shouldn't we look for ways like flat rates there, government subsidized subscription systems or something like that?
Okay, and one last question please, over there.
I would like to know something more general, so I would like to know, what do you think, will anything change in Washington? Because of your new president, do you think anything will change on concerned what happens to the copyright laws? Because we read something that new positions got, somebody became to power into new positions, whatever, and so the copyright lobbyists are more coming into power on the Justice Ministry. That's what I read, so that's the background of my question, to make it clear.
Yeah, so first as to newspapers, I don't think we actually have to say that newspapers are more important than music in order to agree with you that this is the more important problem to focus on, because I think we've seen enough to recognize that even if you lost the record companies tomorrow, there would still be an enormous amount of music created and shared and distributed without them, right? Maybe not ideally or optimally, but that problem could take care of itself. I don't think that problem actually needs really serious work. But I agree with you. There's a serious problem with newspapers. And we're beginning to see experiments in the United States about this. There's a suggestion for allowing newspapers to become nonprofits, so that you could be confident that the mission of the newspaper, focusing on independent journalism, would be pursued as opposed to like public companies owning newspapers, which basically force them to adopt a strategy to maximize shareholder value that leads to the corruption of news. That's one solution. There've been funding of this thing called ProPublica, which is a foundation-sponsored institute that basically hires investigative journalists and gives them free rein to do whatever they want and then makes their work available broadly. These are the beginning of models that I think we need to experiment with more, but I think this is fundamentally still an extraordinary, at least significant problem. It's mitigated to some degree by the amateur journalism that exists out there. And you know, when I say amateur, I don't mean amateurish. I mean people who do what they do not for the money, but for the love of what they do. So there are obviously lots of people doing journalism in the sense of investigating something they really care about, not for money. And that's actually creating a very diverse range of investigative journalism that didn't exist before, But I still think we have a really important need for investigative journalism that's not going to be, I don't see the answer on the horizon yet. And so I agree that's a problem to address. With respect to Barack Obama, so, you know, bias is on the table. Very, very strong supporter of Barack Obama. I was his colleague at the University of Chicago. I've known him for 17 years or so. So, so I have enormous confidence in his judgment. That said, there have been a number of things that have happened that I think do legitimately raise concerns here. There have been an enormous number of RIAA lobbyist lawyers who have gone into the administration. Now, on the other side, the IP person in the Council of Economic Advisors, a woman named Susan Crawford, who actually has a stronger policy role than these lawyers have, is fantastic. Everything she says is exactly right. So there's a balance there. But I don't have confidence that inside the administration there's a clear vision about this that will prevail. Not because they don't get what's right, but because they can only afford to fight a certain number of fights. And they can't afford to fight every fight because of campaign funding, campaign finance. So that leads to the second point of concern or anxiety for me. I would have thought the most important opportunity that Barack Obama had was to walk into Washington and say, okay, we've taken back the White House. It's now time to take back Congress. It's now time to address the real bankrupt institution in America, which is not GM or Chase, Manhattan Bank. It is the political system, Congress. The Congress of the United States last July had an approval rating of 9%. There were more people who favored the British crown at the time of the revolution than support our Congress today, right? So he had this opportunity to direct enormous political power to remaking how we create Congress, but he didn't choose to do that. Instead, he chose to start fighting on the substantive issues like healthcare, and eventually he'll fight global warming and the banking crisis. And it may have been necessary to fight those substantive issues in the short run, but my view of this is that if he doesn't address the systemic problem, corruption in Washington, soon, if he doesn't make this his most important transformational presidency moment, then all of these issues, from global warming to healthcare to copyright to any sensible policy issue, is lost, is just lost. The United States Congress does not have the capacity to get the right answer in places where there's substantial financial interests on the wrong side. And every important issue is exactly that dynamic. So, you know, I have enormous hope that he gets this right, but I don't yet have any good evidence that they're pursuing it in the right way to get it right.
Okay, we could, of course, go on for hours on this, but probably not you, having to explain basically everything or even solve everything that's wrong with the copyright systems around the world. And the chief counsel in charge of copyright for Google, I forgot what his name is, he has a blog, he still has a blog, it's still up there on the internet, but he stopped blogging some months ago because he said, it is too depressing to talk about copyright law. And I get the feeling, especially on that last note here, that you also find it depressing to talk about copyright law. And you already said that you would get out of this debate about copyright and focus more on this debate about corruption, which is, of course, very much linked.
Let me just say something about
that.
That's exactly wrong. So I'm not depressed to talk about copyright law. I in fact think that we are making enormous progress in the space, in the copyright space. The fact that, you know, a couple hundred people would come out on a Friday night to talk about these issues as opposed to going to a movie, or, you know, it wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. Even in Berlin, it wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. Right? I think we're winning the copyright debate. I think people get it. and as more people get it, we're going to eventually win that debate. That was a real problem for me, because as you know, my books are typically very depressed and dark, this book is actually pretty optimistic. I wasn't comfortable with that. I didn't want to be. So I picked a subject which is hopeless and will never be solved, which is corruption, so I can feel happy again in my depression.
I was going to get... I was going to get to that, but of course now you ruined it. You know? So first the audience takes away my authority as a moderator, and then the guest ruins my catch line here at the end of it. But of course I'm glad that now we ended on a much happier note. Yes. And of course you said that Berlin is the place to be for you, and we are really looking forward to having you back here again in whatever under whatever circumstances, and listen to you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.